Welcome back to the Warp Drive. We have part two of our Betrayal at the House on the Hill series with Lick Boy from YouTube. In the last episode, we discovered that Teddy was the traitor. Teddy, you are... We've gone through the haunt in description. The haunt is called She Is Not Amused. The premise is, Teddy, you're some kind of what? What does it describe you as? Read us that top paragraph for us.
Awaken, sister. You hear in unison in your ears. Oh my gosh. In your ears. Your siblings. Oh my.
You want to read it for you?
Sister Greek, bitch.
Percy Jackson, like, no.
Alright. Awaken, sister. You hear in unison in your ears. Your siblings, Thino and Urale, command you to shake off this mortal burden and reclaim the glory of Greece. So this is to Teddy. You pull back your hood, and once again, for the first time in millennia, the snakes sprout from your hair.
Oh,
your
God.
Eyes blaze with the blue fire. From this strange domicile, you hear the rattling of mortals, likely the spawn of that troublesome Perseus. You will turn them into your perpetual companions, frozen in stone. Awaken, Medusa, the voices cry. Awaken and end the rule of man. Mr. Meeseeks.
If anyone was going to be a Medusa, it's going to be a Heather. Like, I'm imagining the other two were also just Heathers from her high school that showed up, who are also just straight up, like, what are they, Gargamels or something?
Yeah.
Gorgons?
Yeah.
Gorgons. What is that what they're called? Gargamel's the thing that kills the Smurfs.
Oh my god, Teddy, your snakes look so good.
And then this is the survivor, so the rest of us, our description. Your friend removes a tattered hood, and you can see snakes rising where there should be hair. Your friend starts speaking in ancient Greek, which you wish you'd understood. Actually, maybe you don't, because if you did, you'd guess you'd be hearing how you're about to be statues forever.
Statued forever?
Statues forever. Say that.
Oh my gosh.
Say, that's an interesting point. There sure are a lot of statues in this house.
Wait a second.
Yo, that's Jacob's biggest fear.
Statues.
You are.
I don't like mannequins. Mannequins, yeah. Specifically.
Have you ever seen that one Doctor Who episode?
Ooh. Oh, don't blink.
Oh, yeah. Don't like it.
That's the only episode I've seen.
I had never seen Doctor Who, and it's like, you gotta start with Don't Blink, which was a terrible idea, because it's like
it's one of the best ones.
Yeah.
I think you should start with the blue episode, Matt Smith, where, what's his name? Who cuts his ear off?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah, Vincent Van Gogh. It's all about Vincent Van Gogh killing himself. It's terribly sad and a great episode.
There's a movie about Vincent Van Gogh with... the guy.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
I started watching that and I shut it off. It was kind of boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, back to the game. Teddy,
I just zoned out for a second.
Absolute tangent.
Teddy has become Medusa herself, and we have just discovered there are dozens of these statues throughout the house of victims that Teddy had turned into stone prior. They are all
a couple, eight.
They are a group of ancient Greek soldiers that we have an opportunity to revive and have them aid us throughout the fight. But we have our own objectives and our own strategies.
So how do we turn a statue into an ally again?
If Teddy were to be damaged, we have an opportunity, but you'd have to be in the room of the statue. But so the survivor team has an objective. We won't say until we get to it. Just so it's a little secret for Teddy. And then, Teddy, your objective, I assume, is just to kill us all, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. All right, Jacob, it's your turn.
Sweet. I'm in the graveyard, so when exiting, I must attempt a sanity roll of 4 or higher. If I fail, I'll lose 1 knowledge. So my sanity is 2, so 2 dice, please.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, if I get 2 2s, I pass. I rolled 2 1s, so I'm going to lose 1 knowledge. Oop, that's gain. I'm going to lose 1 knowledge and continue moving. So,
yo, what's your speed, though? Your speed's pretty good.
Dude, my speed's like 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to open a new room.
Can we do the thing where we roll 3?
Well, only if this room has to be an event.
So, this is the ground. Nope, it is an omen. So, I still get an omen card, though, right?
Yeah, we just don't make any haunt rolls anymore.
Right. Why not? Holy symbol. Symbol of calm in the unsettling world. Gain 2 sanity.
Give me that.
Oh, this is the ultimate.
I want that.
I'm at 4 sanity now.
I'm a pastor. I want that.
That was the best thing for me.
Zoe.
I'm going to move out of the sewing room to the right.
Gotta get a roof.
Sure can.
Roof.
It's an event card.
Look at that. So you have landed in the Widow's Walk. Add one to the results of knowledge rolls here and subtract one from the results of speed rolls. But this is, since it's an event-type room, this is one of our special objectives. We're trying to find, there's two cards in the entire event deck called Image in the Mirror, I think. There's only two, and we need them to satisfy our objective. So, Owen, what you do right now is you, what do you do?
Oh, God.
Roll three dice.
And hey, since I'm in the Widow's Walk.
It's not a knowledge roll. So you're rolling three dice. If you get three or more, you get an image in the mirror card.
You have three. I get an image in the mirror card, guy. Damn it.
Owen just fell out of his stool. Owen, what's image in the mirror say?
There is an old mirror in this room. Your frightened reflection moves on its own. You realize it's you from another time. Whoa. Your reflection writes on the mirror, "This will help." Then it hands you an item through the mirror. Draw an item card.
Oh, wow.
I got an axe.
A weapon. You have a dagger and an axe.
Very sharp. You roll one additional die, maximum of 8, when making a might attack with this weapon. You can't use another weapon while you're using this.
All right, so you have to pass one of those off to somebody.
Yeah, can I get an axe, please?
You want something, Bob?
I'll come up to you. I'll climb the treehouse.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We need to gather in the roof.
No, let's not all get together. That's a bad idea.
We can take care of him.
Her.
Wow.
We
can take care of him. Whoa. You guys can't assume her.
Whoa.
In American Pride Month?
Wow. But the image in the mirror card, it's vital to our quest, so we got to make sure that we have one of those two. All right, so your turn is over, Owen. I'll go next. I have a speed of 3. Let me go 1, 2, 3 into the foyer. I'm trying to get to the treehouse. Teddy, your turn, dude. What you gonna do? Teddy,
I'm gonna. So I can only go with my speed, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Does anybody here have good knowledge?
What happens if I leave this way? Where do I go?
No.
Where do I go if I go there?
You would explore a new room. Yeah, but that's not really relevant.
How do I get?
You would go down the stairs.
Okay, yeah, let me get down these stairs. 1, 2. Three?
1, 2.
So,
1, 2.
Three.
Three.
And that's your full speed?
No, I got 5.
Well, if you want, you can try to attack me since I'm right in the foyer.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to you.
Okay, so, Teddy, you have.
Oh, no.
You can either. What are your two options? You can say it out. You can either attack me, but then what's your special option?
Or I can do a gaze. I gotta find that though. Oh, yeah. What? If you're not in my room, so that one I can do the gaze?
Let me see.
Oh my god.
You're doing great, Teddy. On your turn, if no explorer is in your room, you may gaze. Pick an exit out of your room, and then all heroes in line of sight. So yeah, so you would
stop. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so you'd stop at the staircase, and I'm in your line of sight. You're not going to be doing attack. You're going to be gazing at me. I have to make a sanity roll of 4 or higher. If I don't succeed, I'm turned to stone.
And then are you done for the game?
You guys would be able to try
We can unfreeze him.
Unfreeze me.
It's freeze tag.
Teddy, are you gazing me right now? Are you
gazing? Are you gazing,
bro?
Dude? Yo, you gazing?
Bruh.
Dude, he's getting gazed.
Yeah, I
gaze
you.
Don't all right, gaze so, me, bro. Can I have 4 dice, please?
Oh, Lord.
That's a deep pull.
What do you have to get? A 6? 4.
Well, I think I'm going to use my angel feather.
You need a 4?
Instead of
just strong 8-boy roll, dude.
Yeah, instead of rolling, I'm gonna use my angel feather and get an automatic 8, so I survive the gaze.
Get that out of the way.
And that's Teddy. That's your turn. So we're going over to Will.
Guys, we need to be okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna explore another room here.
So just
I'm encroaching on your territory.
Coal chute.
You know what? I'm going to use my photograph to not have that. I don't want that.
Okay, so he can see.
I'd rather not.
He can see. So I would go to the next one, but that
just
specific stack.
Just find another ground. Yeah. I just.
All right, there you go.
Baller.
The house thing is cool.
I found a shard room.
Ooh. Omen card.
Give me an omen, baby.
What you got, dude?
I got a rope to hang myself. It probably wasn't used to hang anybody. I may move up the coal chute. from the ballroom to the gallery. So I can go from the ballroom to the gallery now.
Ooh. Where's the gallery?
We don't have one.
Yeah, we do.
The first turn.
Oh,
nice. Shoot.
Teddy.
I don't take damage from the collapse room, and I can move from the room with the below collapsed room token into the collapse room. And when moving via a dumbwaiter, I may move to any landing.
Okay.
So I got some rope and a photograph, baby. I was really hoping I'd get some more knowledge. That
so
round.
Can I give weapons and stuff to people?
Yeah, you have to be in the same room.
Okay, so if somebody wants to come get this vial from me.
I'd rather take a weapon, because you can't use both of them.
I could.
It literally says you can.
Hero, when you're up in the roof, where do you want to go? You can use the treehouse to get downstairs if you'd like.
It's
your turn.
Oh my god.
Go ahead, horse girl.
Yeah, horse girl.
So, should I avoid these?
No, so no, those are just stone statues. We can turn those. We can do something.
We can make them.
Remember? The Listen, when we were reading the stuff, I was distracted by Zach's dog.
You have a cute dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's based on what kind of knowledge roll to for these?
How
about you look at it?
Yeah, it's knowledge, but you have to be in the room when Medusa is damaged.
Damaged. Okay. So,
oh, okay.
So that's difficult.
It's pretty specific.
Yeah, that's...
To use that?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody has to be in the room while you get damaged and roll some... We're just going to kill you ourselves.
Does that mean we have to... Does that mean Medusa has to be in the room with us? We have to attack Medusa?
It's like Owen deals damage to Teddy somewhere in the house, and then if you were just happen chance in a room with a statue, you instantly get to try to revive us.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Let's put a new room
in the basement.
Are you still?
Ooh, I found the pentagram chamber. When exiting, you must attempt a knowledge roll of 4+. If you fail, lose 1 sanity. And then I also get the omen. A letter.
I'm going for Medusa.
Scrawled in ink or whatever, you may hand one of your explorer tokens to another explorer. On your turn, you may move to that explorer's room, then discard this omen, and the explorer discards your explorer token.
You want an axe, buddy?
Also get teleport.
Yeah.
Who do you want to give it to?
Give it to Owen.
You can teleport to him.
What's
and
he
get
doing
one
with
of
this
his
whole
buttons.
Thing? What's he doing with this?
He's gonna give it to another player, and now he can transport to him.
Oh, to whoever has the other thing.
Yeah. But do I transport to him now? Because I kind of like being in the basement.
Yeah, but he's got a weapon.
Give it to him now, but then save it for later.
Oh, okay,
there you go. Look at you.
Oh, you can only use the teleport once.
Thanks, Bubby.
Can you only teleport to him once?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one.
Can I teleport to you?
Then can I do my dark dice?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's a good combination because he's all the way in the basement. So to get
you have a million items.
I do.
Two. Gain one elemental trait. He's gaining mad
knowledge. Yeah, that's my boy. Where's the? There we go. Nice game.
Vivian for Smash.
Yo, Vivian's got 6 knowledge.
All right. So let's go.
A really weird poll. Like if they were like, yeah, we're gonna take this character from Betrayal on the House on the Hill.
Oh,
it's the
shoot.
Blue girl, but not
the
not
girl.
The other one. It's Vivian.
It's the one that looks like Lord.
So I'm in kind of a position. Because of how this stack is set up to where there's one ground tile left. I know what the ground tile is because I saw what he drew from it. Mm. Which means I knowing what it is, I don't want to
open
it.
Well, here, why don't you take the tiles out of the house?
Okay.
Sure, put them in a pile because the true way you're supposed to do it is you just set aside tiles until you get exactly what you need.
Right.
But Broken Token gave me this cool house, and I was
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Nice. I really like.
Oh, they gave you this.
Like
all this cardboard stuff is I bought from Broken.
Oh, okay. I thought
it's really great.
It's custom like organization
right.
for the game.
It's so cool.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay, so
this is something.
Oh, okay, I found the panic room. When you exit, you may attempt a speed roll of 3 or higher. If you succeed, move to any room with a dumbwaiter.
God, if you fail that, I'm going
to that's
be
an event room, so do you want
to
try to look for the
engine? Yeah, I'm
going
to try to do that if I
can
get 3 dice.
And you need to roll what?
A 3 or higher to get the other card. There's only
I'm really bad at rolling, so.
You are. That's
zero.
Cool.
So this is a normal event.
Mutant house pet.
I had that one
once.
Yeah,
we had that one. A mewling from inside the wall. Is it a cat? A second yowl erupts from the same spot in the wall, a different feline voice. 2 cats.
Wait, we just had this one.
We did.
How did that happen?
Did you put it back on top?
I don't know. Yeah, let's skip that one.
Okay. No cats here. Lightning strikes. You count the seconds from when you see the flash. Second.
That's you. This is your origin story.
Oh, man. All explorers on the roof or in an outside room must attempt a might roll. So
who's on a roof?
You're in the roof, right?
Room. Yeah.
Or outside room?
No.
Yeah,
that's underground.
It's just
Owen.
What do I do?
You're going to attempt a might roll. All
right, my might is 3.
Can you use
it? So you get 3 die?
Oh, I can only use my weapon when I'm attacking, not just rolling for my. So what's a good number to go for?
You want 4.
Hey! I'll take 5.
Alright, nothing happens. That was fun.
Let's go, baby.
I almost killed my friend.
Alright, so, with my turn.
What are you gonna do?
Yes.
You wanna start heading towards Teddy, you think? Because we need to ideally kill him.
You don't want this move?
And you have the.
You're the only person who's able to do much.
Yeah.
I think if you were able
one,
to get...
1, 2, 3...
What's the speed?
4. Yeah. Hey there, Teddy.
That wasn't a great spot to end.
Might need to daze a couple.
He's gonna gaze you, Owen.
I don't give a shit.
I give a shit.
You're mine, Teddy. Actually,
what do you think? What are you gonna do? You moved. Are you done?
I'm gonna drink my vial.
Okay, so that's 2 dice.
So right, you're right.
What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
The main entrance.
Owen's throwing it all away.
1.
Take 2 points of mental
damage. Oh my,
damage.
Owen,
what are you
wrong with, buddy?
Owen! No! What are you doing?
It's like, hey, is that Medusa chick? Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Oh, is this acid?
You just look down the aisle.
And I get an item card.
You look through the door, you gave her the finger, and then you just downed like a whole
thing of
like,
poison.
Like, just a dose
of
shot of
guys, listen.
No, I'm excited.
I got a camcorder.
Great.
Left by a previous explorer. There seems to be something on the tape. You should totally watch it. When you draw this card, put a number of triangular knowledge roll tokens on this card equal to the number of explorers. An explorer in possession of the camcorder can take a knowledge roll token to gain 1 knowledge. You may not gain a knowledge roll token if you already have one. When there are no tokens left, discard this card and all those knowledge roll tokens. So I'm getting knowledge back.
You gain 1 knowledge right now, and if somebody else got the camcorder, they also gain a knowledge. That's it.
It's not a terrible idea.
So
that was it.
All
that
reason.
So that stays with you.
Yes, you gotta give that to other people to have them gain knowledge.
Okay.
All right. If you'll stay alive.
Dude, seriously?
What if he dies with both those weapons?
Oh, I'd be really mad. Oh, no.
Then you guys would revive me.
I have a knowledge of 3.
3.
9. Oh, no, that's Andy.
I'm fast, but my brain is 6. Slow.
6, well, but I'm staying with
the basement. I don't want to take I don't want to take on Medusa head on, because my might is only 3. Mm-hmm. And what's your might? 7?
Yeah.
With your buffs,
God,
you're like, because you became Medusa, you got stronger.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to
horse girl, please.
I'm going to move to the side and stay with the statue, and I'm going to hope that Owen is able to do some damage this next round.
That's a good idea.
So I'll be done there. And Teddy, what are you going to do?
I think I'll just start out with a simple gaze.
A gentleman's gaze. you're gazing at the girl, Zoe.
Zoe. My name is Zoe.
It's Zoe. That's pronounced Zoe.
It's Zoe.
All right, whatever. You got a sanity check, 4 or higher. What's your sanity?
4.
Okay. 4 dice right in front of you. If you get a 4 or higher, you're safe. Otherwise, you turn to stone.
Oh, that was a big boy roll.
So Teddy,
come at me, Medusa.
You're not allowed to attack anymore. That was your main action. You do get to move. Do you want to stay where you are or move?
I'll move, but wait. So when I attack, I just gotta get into a room with someone that I can engage in fighting.
Yeah. So you basically
since he attacked me, don't you get to do something with the statue?
No. So
that's only if we attack him.
As Medusa, okay. you can either attack physically, which is in the same room using might, which is actually not a terrible idea because
I should have just but yeah.
But or you could gaze, which is like an automatic petrification if you if it works. But you can't do both. So you just chose the gaze. Now you could either stay where you are, or you can move. And you can charge. You could one. Yeah.
Staying.
Moves upstairs.
I'm going. Yeah. All right. Coolio.
Damn.
I just played myself, didn't I? No, no, that was great. That was really good. I'm gonna move right here.
You get the spiral staircase. You may spend two spaces of movement to move to any landing.
Kill Medusa or get some damage, because you're not allowed to kill him if you don't got the card. But you can still do some major damage.
What's your might?
With
two?
Flex
two.
Tape.
My might is flex tape. My might is literally two.
I taper snakes down to her head.
That's engages with me. Like, oh, engages with me.
What's the big die for?
Oh, it's a different game.
Do I even want that? I might just throw that space away.
What do you do?
I might just throw that space away with my photograph.
Yeah, keep
I don't
it. Why not?
Oh,
keep it. That could be
well, you can keep, you can keep moving too, because there was nothing in that room. So
yeah,
you,
I know. So it's one, and then I have to use two spaces of movement to move. Yeah, so I'll go.
Or no, will. You could,
or you could stay exploring on the same floor and keep moving.
Oh, right. I'm gonna go right here.
That's a good move.
It's a
bathroom, and it's a dead end.
And it's an event.
And an event.
All right, baby.
Well, hold on. Roll three dice. Three or higher, you get the second Image in a Mirror card.
Give me that Image in a Mirror.
We don't want you to have it. You're weak.
I got it!
You got
well, I can give it away.
Yeah, you're arguably the
weakest.
I am weak, but I have a good sanity.
I chose Father
that does not matter
Reinhardt
at all in this scenario.
He's a safe bet.
Shut up, guy! Stop clowning on me.
Let's beat up the old man.
He's Catholic.
You're weak.
you get an item card right now, Will. What's your
sweet?
Use your item. What is it?
Ceremonial robe. When you make a sanity or knowledge roll, you may reroll any number of those dice.
Give that to me now.
That's great.
I'm sorry. What's your knowledge and sanity?
4 and 4.
That's not bad. You want to trade me a weapon?
Yeah.
I should also give away this mirror.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You already have one.
Tristan.
What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Stuck in the basement.
We could just load Tristan up since he has the highest stats out of anyone.
Or we could kill Tristan.
No, he's a
knowledge roll.
He's a beautiful horse
plus
girl.
Plus 4.
Give me 3 more.
Yeah, why is... Tristan is our, like,
yeah,
secret
what's your
weapon,
knowledge?
But he's
yeah.
stuck in
my
the
knowledge
basement.
Is 6.
Holy
his
crap.
Knowledge is, yeah, he's just amassing knowledge in the basement. Not telling anyone.
It's
the wine
cellar.
It's the wine
cellar. He doesn't know that, like, the
that's
ball
4.
Started.
Right.
Okay, I can't see my friends later.
I'm just going to keep rolling my dice.
1, 2. Let's see what's here.
This is an inefficient way to do this. There you go.
Sweet.
How many do you have to burn?
I found the underground lake. I have an event.
Also... You can roll 3
no,
to 5.
No, all the cards are gone.
Oh, right.
What did you
get,
Tristan?
One of those to you?
I got a phone call.
Oh, God.
A phone rings in the room. You feel compelled to answer it. Roll 2 dice.
You feel compelled to answer.
Sweet little granny
big numbers.
Boy says,
2?
I'm here, sweetums. Give us a kiss. Take 1 die of mental damage.
Go ahead and roll a die.
1.
Wham. Get rid of your sanity.
Okay.
Sanity's... We don't need sanity
Tristan,
anymore.
Do you have a plan on how to get there's out of the
three?
Basement?
Is there
oh, no, no,
three?
No, you
there's
roll
a,
it from the 4
oh, okay.
to the next bottom one, so it'll
okay.
just be 4 still.
And there's
dumbwaiters okay.
on the ground level.
Oh,
there's
also
dumbwaiter on the
thing?
Roof.
Yeah, that's gone.
Okay.
Here's that.
Oh, then give me the 3
oh,
die.
Roof.
And I'll
oh, yeah.
do my
you're
going to
do your
dice.
Dark die roll again.
I love my dark die.
You got a 2?
That's another.
Gain 1 in a mental trait. Let's get that back.
Are you kidding?
Oh, wait, no.
That's all he's been doing every turn.
Can I... go past 6 in knowledge?
Almost, but you have to leave it at the 6 first.
Oh, okay.
You'll get to 7 shortly, probably.
I'm gaining knowledge in the
all right.
Let's go, Jacob. Where are you going, buddy?
So when I exit, I may attempt a speed roll of +3 to go to any dumbwaiter. I don't know if there's an advantage to me doing that too much. Honestly...
tweet last time.
Yeah, I think I'll do it. I think I'll... It's better for me to... be somewhere else. So I'm gonna
what is that?
Attempt a speed roll of 3 or higher. So 6 dice. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I did it. Like so I'm going to move to the cellar.
Storm cellar?
Yeah, storm cellar. And then move me in front of Tristan. So, like, yeah.
Right. What's your knowledge, Tristan?
Yep, perfect.
What's your knowledge?
My knowledge is 6. Jesus
Christ. So, yeah, I just want to hang out with Tristan down there. I found a cave with an event. If I enter and exit this room on your turn, I lose 1 die from a physical trait. Well, I don't like that.
So don't exit.
Well, yeah, I won't enter and exit on the same turn, but event. Thank you. Hideous shriek. It starts like a whisper, but ends in a soul-rending shriek. Each explorer must attempt a sanity roll.
Okay.
So I need.
Are you still an explorer, or are you just evil now?
No, he does. He's an explorer.
All right. How many sanity do you have?
4.
So I got a 3. For 3, I take 1 die of mental damage. Nothing. 0. Cool. Whew.
All right, Teddy, do your check.
You're good.
7.
Yeah. You resist the sound.
Oh, amazing.
4 is the goal.
I'm gonna roll 6.
4, you're good.
You save.
Yeah.
I can't roll yet. How much sanity do you have? 4.
4.
Your sanity's that high.
Yeah, I'm saying. Oh, 0.
0. Take 2 die of mental or 2 dice of mental damage.
You're safe.
You just so you take 1 mental damage.
Let's get rid of sanity.
Will last one to check.
Okay. Well, here we go, boys.
You.
Well, hold up. I got my ceremonial. I can re-roll any number of these. So I'm going to re-roll all the duds.
That's cool. Fair.
Nice.
Okay, you're safe. All right, cool.
If you were to roll another one, that'd be
funny. So can I stop whenever I want?
Yeah.
You can stop moving whenever you want, but we want to get to Teddy.
1, 2, 3, gain 1 knowledge, because I have not done that yet.
That's not
3.
3 for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you only have
4.
Yeah, there you go.
So, there we go. Gain 1 knowledge.
And you put one of your character tokens on that space.
Why?
Because it's once per game.
What is?
Gaining knowledge in the library. What's my speed? 4? No, 3.
Come to me,
what's
brother.
Your plan?
Actually,
I was gonna go upstairs and hang out with one of these other statues. So I'll go up to the upper landing. That's where I can stop.
Yeah. You're a slow boy.
I am a slow boy.
He's gonna try to attack you.
He's better than, well,
where are you going?
Your turn, Teddy.
You should explore, Teddy.
Probably should.
Open some doors.
What's the world
help
got
if I
for
knew,
you?
Like, where I could, I just can't, like, picture your, where I can go.
Your goal is to kill.
No, I know, but I don't know how I get to Dr. Nefario over there.
For him, you would have to go to the upper landing and then to the grand staircase, and then you just have to kind of find your way through the labyrinth in order to get to him.
Yeah.
How do you get over here?
To the
dumbwaiter is about
dumbwaiter.
The only
dumbwaiter
way.
Dumbwaiter or fall through the spiral room. Staircase, right?
So take.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, you're close to Owen and myself.
I'm not trying to engage any dog.
Why? You want to kill?
Why'd you call me Dr. Nefario?
he wants Dr. Nefario.
Fine. If you're going to engage his egg.
All right, so we're doing a might attack. Your might is 7.
Yeah.
So take 7 dice and roll. I'll take 3.
Oh, my God.
This will go
well. What happens
if
you damage him?
I won't.
Okay, you can roll all zeros.
Okay, Teddy, roll off. I got a 1. What did you get?
2, 6. 7?
7. So 7 minus 1 is 6. Mm. I get 6 die worth of physical damage.
Oh, my God.
And I got 2, 4, 5, 6 of physical damage.
You might be able to cut it.
Okay, we'll go back. Okay, so 6.
Yeah.
1, 2, 2 on speed. Can I get 4 on might? 1, 2. I'm dead.
Oh, got him. He got him.
You know what? If we were going to lose an explorer, I'd rather lose the one that had 0 items.
All right. You know what? Thanks, Will, okay? Podcast is over. Everyone get the hell out of my house.
Oh, my God. Zach, stop touching us.
You're touching us this whole game.
For those listening in, I'm dead.
This
has been the warp drive. This is our last episode.
Oh, we should probably take a break anyway. So I need a moment to mourn. But keep listening. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm dead still. Teddy, your turn. Oh, Teddy, win. Will, your turn, please.
Oh, God.
Zach cried for like 20 minutes during commercial.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah.
You said you weren't going to mention it. Zach, you're dead. You need to stop talking. Zach, all you right. can't talk. You're
I
dead.
I got to think now. Who's got a good mic? You got a good mic. I'm going to try and get this image in a mirror to you.
Okay.
What's everybody's mic?
two.
Three.
Three. Four.
Okay. Are you the highest mic?
Oh.
Who is the highest mic?
Tristan.
Tristan with four.
Okay, so Tristan is the boss.
You also need to get Tristan a weapon.
Tristan, you need to get to me. I'm about to attack Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
Tristan, you gotta teleport to Owen on your turn. Mm-hmm. All
right. So I'm gonna go one, and then that's 2-3 to move to any landing. I'm gonna go to the basement.
Is that your speed?
Oh, my God.
Just land
I don't
there.
Want to end in the...
I'm gonna try to attack
well,
Teddy.
And in the storeroom.
The storm cellar?
Yeah, because...
Oh, can you please get to Tristan?
Not this turn.
You're dead, Zach.
I'm going to try.
Okay, well, if you can get your image in a mirror card to Tristan, uh-huh. then when Tristan teleports to Owen, they'll both have the image cards, and they can both try to kill Teddy.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm not going to teleport yet.
Not yet.
Well,
no.
Wait,
right.
Let me get my man in the mirror card, too.
Right, Jacob, do you think?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that should be fine.
I'm attacking Teddy this turn.
Because the reason I wanted Will to go in that room specifically is because if they do start attacking, then at least Will should be able to...
Yeah, I got a dumb waiter, and I also have rope, so I'm very agile for an old man.
Nice.
Is your turn done?
I'm done. My daughter.
I'm going to go into...
Are you
if I go into the room with Will, can I just grab
then
his
you,
thing?
Yeah, you can freely trade.
Okay. You go home,
do I have to trade you for
can
something?
You tell
no,
still?
You're good. I mean, you can if you want.
You take these pickpocket gloves.
Thanks, homie.
Can you teleport still?
He doesn't want to. He wants to... Oh, you got the card.
Yes, I did.
You should teleport that. Unless... What does the card
I
say?
I used three... Where's the one?
Yeah, you could just teleport, right? You may hand one of your explorers over here.
On your turn, you may then discard the Solomon and explore.
Yeah, it doesn't say he has to do it at the start of a turn, so he could just do it.
Let's
do it
teleport.
Yeah.
So you move.
Yeah,
there you go.
Indeed, yeah. It's okay, Teddy. You're going to die.
Okay, give him a weapon.
Do you have any movement left?
Here, you can have this guy.
He's got, like, two more.
What's your knowledge? Let's see. One, two, three, and then four.
No, that didn't. Did that count as a movement?
And then
it doesn't say that it did. So I have three.
Give Tristan your axe.
Get out my axe.
Oh, it's like that scene from Lord of the Rings.
And my axe.
And I'm going to give you a camcorder, too, so you can gain one knowledge.
Oh, thank
you.
Yo, what's your knowledge at now?
7.
Oh!
Big brain pony girl.
That's the name of this episode.
Great. Should I move anymore? Do you think that me and Owen should stick
well,
together?
If
you can move into that next
just
fight.
Just axe her in the head.
All right, here we go.
So, okay, so you have the image in a mirror card.
Yes.
So when you're attacking and you have the image in the mirror card, add 2 dice to your rolls when attacking Medusa.
No, wait,
Jesus
your might wasn't 2, what
no,
it was
4. It was
yeah,
yeah,
don't roll your thing around now.
Sorry.
So you have your might plus 2 dice.
Okay.
So what's your total might?
6.
And then
well,
your
you
might
also
with this
the
is 5.
What's
so
the
7.
What's
oh, wait,
the
do you have something else that gives you more?
It's 7, because he's got the plus 2 in the axe. So it's a 7v7.
Oh, yeah, but the effigy doesn't work when
it's
you're
it's a roll
attacks.
Off. Oh, okay. So,
I'm very confused. How many
so
dice you get?
He has a base 4, plus 2 more dice for image in the mirror. How much does the axe
1.
Do?
1. So he has 7.
Total of 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Big roll. You also have 7.
I made whites. We need them.
Ooh.
They're standing up for this one.
I know. I
listeners.
Yo, someone's about to get sent to the Shadow Realm.
Let's roll at the same time.
All right.
Oh, he's
ready?
High
oh,
hits.
I can feel this in my
3.
Oh my gosh,
you
can just
tell 1.
Oh,
Tristan.
God.
Oh!
That's a good roll. Tristan, we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Teddy, what do you get?
10.
All right.
Teddy, 2 physical dice damage. Roll 2 dice, and that's how much physical damage you're taking.
That was a...
3.
So 3 damage on your physical traits, Teddy.
So might and speed, you gotta take down a notch.
Oh my god.
Brother.
And he gets the pick, so he's just gonna go down.
Oh!
Well, yeah, he could...
It's gotta
I
be a
love
ton
you.
Of damage.
Yeah.
his rule is he can regenerate 1 might level if he hadn't been attacked that round. But otherwise,
so I can't regenerate.
Not this round.
So I've gotta pick...
But
three.
You're the first person
you
to
go,
go
down
so
3 in might or
so
speed combined.
So...
1...
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Teddy, you can also reduce speed, and that might be more advantageous for you if you're trying to just straight up murder us.
Three.
Okay.
I'll hold up.
Actually, yeah, screw it. Two speed.
Did you go all the way down?
Oh, no, it just goes to three, or did I go the wrong way?
I think it might stay the same way. Number. Okay, you just want to make sure you're in the right direction. Yeah.
Cool. So now, since they got attacked, do these activate right away, or do I have to wait till my turn goes again?
Teddy's been dealt damage, so you get to try to revive one of the hoplite statues.
And
so
how many dice do I get for that?
Knowledge roll four more.
This is going to be tough.
Ooh, Jana.
All right, my knowledge is two?
What?
No, three. But I do have my ceremonial robe, so...
You need to reroll all your...
Wait, how many do you need for
a higher to revive this thing?
Okay, there's that. Got my ceremonial robe.
Oh, just like that.
Yes!
Let's go!
So, you revive the statue, and it's become a Greek soldier, worth speed 5 and might 5.
Excuse me?
So,
Who are these dead?
Oh, my friends are dead.
Yo. Look at this dude.
So, on your turn, Will, the Greek soldier acts as an extra character that moves with you.
Oh, I love that.
In any direction you'd like. It's basically another character that obeys the same rules as us. It's Midas 5, so we can make it attack Teddy if we want. It just can't kill Teddy.
But I can hurt some of his traits.
No.
Truth. You sure can. It's a spare body you're just throwing at him.
Yeah, that's what we like to see.
By faith and Begoa.
So
that was Tristan's turn.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, guys, sorry. I was totally wrong with that. Let me read this out loud. So you flipped it over. At the start of his or her turn, a hero in a room with a face-up hoplite can send it after Medusa. Hoplites ignore all negative room and card text. If a hoplite reaches Medusa, it may make a might attack. If it does not, it remains where it is until a hero reaches again. So it's like he gets as far as it can before it turns to stone again. So on your turn, Will, you get to move it 5 spaces, ignoring all penalties like collapsed room stuff, and you try to get as close as you can to Teddy, and then it turns to stone again.
I'm gonna get out of the basement.
God damn. You could use a dumbwaiter. Just That's takes away true. One of his movements. But so that's for
that
next.
Might work.
That's
for actually.
If you go to the laundry.
Whose turn is it now then?
It's Jacob's.
It would be my turn.
God, that was a good turn.
That was a good turn. I feel good about that.
It's much better than the turn before when Zach died.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's no dumbwaiter up there. Crap. Okay. Yeah, there's no advantage to me really doing too much.
You need to explore some rooms and try and get your stats or something, an item.
Yeah, you'd think that, right? Yeah.
Or why not, maybe you could work with Will to try to get this soldier up out of the basement. I don't know. It's up to you.
Does it turn back into stone, or it just can't move again until a player is in a room?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky because after he moves his 5 spaces, he turns to stone again. So it has to be like a circumstantial thing where it's like Teddy gets damaged and you just happen to be in the same room.
Okay.
So maybe it's probably not worth it.
Yeah. Because I was thinking like maybe we could like relay race it where I run ahead of him and he moves it onto my space. But...
we're like passing it like a baton.
Catch my stone man.
Wait! I'm wrong again.
Zach.
Dead man up to.
Yeah, dude, you're so dead.
You've got to go to these
twists and turns.
He doesn't turn back to stone, so you can't
Okay,
relay
so we can't
race.
Relay him. Awesome.
Okay.
So, that being said then, I mean, it doesn't help me that much because I'm, what, 4 spaces away already, so I can't really...
Which one are you? Oh, yeah.
What's
your speed? You could go up the dumbwaiter into that one, and then he could send that to the dumbwaiter.
Well, yeah, but it moves 5 is the problem.
You can stop it early.
I do control the
Yeah,
lad.
Okay. So, I guess we'll do that. So, I'll move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to...
Laundry.
That one, yeah. I'll stop in...
Or you could move here.
No, like, I'm going to stop in here. Because if you guys are going to be just beating
I'm
the hell
to,
out
I'm
of Medusa's
the shit
face,
out of
here, then I can at least maybe try to revive that one. So I'll just... I think I'm good with just standing in the laundry room.
Okay. So now it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I believe it is, Coach Mo. Go ahead.
Hey, Medusa. You're about to get attacked by an 8-year-old girl.
She has a dagger.
What's your might?
So my might is 3 plus the 2 for the image on the mirror is 5. And then when making a might attack with this weapon, but I must do a knowledge roll first. My knowledge is 5, so I got to do that.
So here's 5. So here's
that's beefy. So nice. I got 8.
Wait, that is that on his attack score?
No, this is...
So now I get 3, so now I get... I need 3 more dice for my dagger.
That's solid 8 dice.
Ooh, dagger mouth, yeah, nice, man.
And you get... So, is it still 7? Yeah. All right, so here's 5, 6, 7.
And then, what's your device here?
My device says so at the end of my turn,
it's
I can...
It's just for stealing.
You can gain 1 now.
I gain, gotcha. And I can't steal, so...
We are all standing here we once go. Again.
Damn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
2 dice on you, Teddy.
Two damage.
Oh, we're getting closer.
Yeah, he's not dead yet.
Wrong way.
Oh, don't do that.
he's at death speed.
Yeah.
now you have to do might.
Yeah, you have to do might. Ooh.
Nice.
Right, there's that
we're getting close.
There are those down to 5 lines. And I gain a knowledge for being...
Let's just get everyone out there.
Can't you do this now?
Oh, yeah.
Spooky.
Hey, I can roll to do my...
My knowledge stays the same.
It's a knowledge roll for higher.
Okay, I have 3. Can I have 3 dice, please?
I have so...
When's it my turn again?
Yeah, Teddy, you better run, bitch.
Oh, wow. I rolled a 5.
You flip it over.
This is a good day for
on your turn.
You know what? I'm not feeling so bad about this Medusa situation.
Medusa's going down like a punk. It's your turn.
Go ahead, Medusa.
You want to try to run?
Yeah, run, you little girl.
Attack me.
Attack me.
From a,
can I run then?
From a yes,
that's something you can't do.
Standpoint.
Gaze
that might
is
be
really your only option now because you're minus 2.
I know. Well. That's why I just want to run then gaze. Running gaze.
Just,
running,
just cyclops.
Let me run. Gaze.
Oh, you can gaze both of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Both
yeah
in the same room?
You guys just both got gaze.
Well, they're aligned.
How many do we have to roll?
Sanity check, 4 or higher. If not, you turn to stone.
So I need 4.
Dude, if this is how this goes down.
If we, if we both, here, I need 4 dice.
Let's roll at the same time. Well, hold up. I might be able to help.
Okay,
I've got
Teddy standing up the
same. We got to get a 4.
Or higher. Frozen.
We got a 4.
Say, thank God, I'm still alive.
Owen just turned to stone.
Hold up. I can help.
How?
So close.
Well, can I turn him back?
Yeah, but
eventually.
Eventually, he's stone right now.
You hold up.
Stone Richard.
Hold on there, little man.
Owen, your turn to stone, my dude.
What are our opportunities to save Owen at this point?
Here it is. Let me see. The statue of...
Oh, I'm speechless. I'm honestly speechless. Hey.
I'm coming for you, Teddy.
Oh, an unpetrified hero in a room may attempt a knowledge roll or 4 or higher to unpetrify heroes.
So Tristan can save
same
me.
Same as the statues.
So Tristan could either save me
hold
or
up,
try
hold
to
up,
kill
hold up,
Teddy.
Hold up. Shoot, I forgot I had armor this whole time. I was supposed to take one less both those two times.
Yo, what you thinking?
go up one might right now.
Yeah, you can go up a might. What are you thinking?
But from now on, you have to remember Teddy.
Okay.
Alright, well, it's my turn.
Sorry, I don't got 10 minds thinking against me, or with me.
I gotta think about this.
Do you want to move your...
Sure.
Your dude first?
My bro?
Yeah, move your statue guy. How far can you get him with 5 spaces?
Not
using
far
the dumb waiter.
I'm gonna use any of these. I have a reroll. Oh my god. What?
I can get him to...
You can get him to here.
One.
That's 1.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Face up there.
Yeah.
Wait, so he can't move until somebody else starts their turn with him.
What if you just send him on this space?
I can't let him use my rope, can I?
He won't attack. Wait, hold up. Because
if he ends on that space, at least he's...
I'm dead.
If a hoplite reaches Medusa,
almost.
They make a might attack.
Okay.
So it has to do within the 5.
And right. I can't let him use my rope, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. So I'll let him end here.
Okay.
I'm also going to use my rope... to use a dumbwaiter to move to any landing and move here.
Oh, dude.
For one of my speed.
Can he steal items from a stone person if need be?
Well, it's
just try to revive me.
That's so.
That's my plan.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to
so
revive
extra.
You real quick.
Yeah, just do that.
I have a knowledge of 3.
You
I need
4?
Yeah, 4 higher. That's tough.
Send it.
It's okay. I've got my ceremonial robe.
Oh, that's true.
I don't need it.
Okay.
So
Owen,
you're revived.
You
I'm revived.
Alive.
You should duck out into another room close by.
Oh, hold on, I'm gonna be a real scumbag real quick. I'm gonna use my pickpocket gloves to steal your device.
I don't need that anymore.
I just really wanted that.
All right.
Okay. Can I move anymore, or am I done moving? Because I only moved one.
If you have movement left, you can.
Baller, I'm going to go here and then here.
Exploring.
Okay.
You sure you don't want more knowledge in the library?
Oh, you know what? Actually, can I do that?
Well, then you're in the
You know what? I'm in gaze territory.
Get gazed.
I don't want to get gazed. You know what? It probably won't matter to me. My sanity's 6, and I can reroll any of those.
You got the storeroom, which is an item.
Give me an item, baby.
I'm going to steal that audio clip because you didn't finish the word gaze. So oh, it's just, no. I don't want to get gay.
That's great.
I got dynamite. The fuse isn't lit. Yeah, instead of attacking, you can throw the dynamite through a connecting room into an adjacent room. Each explorer and monster with might and speed traits in that room must attempt a speed roll.
Oh, dude, can we suicide bomb Medusa?
Well, no, I can't. I'm not going to suicide bomb Medusa, but I might throw dynamite at Medusa.
That'd be funny.
Oh, Lord. All right, Tristan, it's your go.
Okay.
You know what you should do.
Should I attack?
Yes.
Okay.
You are Earth's mightiest warrior.
All right, give me the 7.
Go, horse girl.
Your
6.
Is that counting still items? 7.
Go, horse girl. Kill snake woman.
Oh, I have this armor that I should have been using, this rabbit's foot.
It's a reroll.
This madman?
That's already been
Yeah, I was going to say, that's already it. And then just the key and spirit board, I don't think
so. So you got 6 dice, Teddy.
Yeah.
We got this, Tristan.
Tristan, we're mixing die.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Teddy rolled already.
You don't want to roll high. Die.
Oh.
What do you get, Tristan?
That's all the buying done, because I can reroll the blank one with my rabbit's foot. I have to take the second one. I got 2.
8, 9.
2, 4, 6. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Why you got 7?
What's up?
Why you got 7?
2, 4, 6. You handed me the dice.
Oh, you know what? This is my problem.
Oh, he got 1 extra die.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, we'll keep it. What'd you roll?
2, 4, 6, 8. 9, 10, 11. So two
just
dice.
We'll just have him do 1.
One die on Tristan. One die on Tristan.
Oh, Lord.
Hey! Alright, cool. Hey, that's your turn, Tristan.
Cool. I'm gonna send my man up to talk to Teddy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Teddy, you were being attacked by a hoplite.
Hop
might 5. So 5 dice for Jacob's hoplite and 6 dice for Teddy.
I'm gonna pick my dice, eh?
It's a good idea. I'm gonna probably give you more than that.
Hoplite.
Not bad.
Yeah.
6.
We got 7.
6.
Oh, no, there's a hoplite. Never mind.
So does a hoplite die, or does he...
Let me see. It makes a might attack. It doesn't mention anything about... What? I don't think so. What happens to
it? Does it go back to stone, I assume?
Maybe, I don't know.
Or does he just chill out?
I think
he
just stops, yeah.
He's just hanging out.
Just attacks Medusa, and it's like,
petrified.
Oh, well.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay, then I'm going to move.
Doesn't say anything.
I don't have enough might to really do that much, so I'm going to go...
Who's this lady?
It's me. That's your biggest threat.
I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll end in the library and I'll gain a knowledge.
What if I just gain
put a character token down, Bubby.
I'm gonna move 2 forward and attack Teddy.
So how much dice for you?
I gotta roll 5 to see if I can get enough to attack with my dagger.
Two.
And the dagger twists my hand, take 2 dice of physical damage, and I can't attack this turn.
Oh no!
So the
dagger
is kind of a
two dagger of physical damage.
But you might not take any damage in 2.
Well, you know what? That worked out.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Just take him in speed.
Oh yeah.
So if I was at the start.
You can gaze or you can attack.
Well, when you started on with a hoplite on your space, so you want to bring the hoplite in to attack him too.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's might 5. So do another
roll
attack.
Roll your 5 die, homie. And then you gotta roll your 6. Well, you have 6 in there? Sweet.
Ooh.
We want 7.
Yeah, I got 7.
2, 4, 6, 7. What happens if you roll 1? 9.
Right. Ah, that's happens.
Hoplites.
Hoplites
are worthless.
They're strong in those.
Teddy,
scary both times.
Teddy, that's your turn. What do you want to do?
I think I'll go ahead and I'll attack Owen.
All right, Owen, roll your 5 for your dagger.
Wait, does he get to do it if he's defending?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you're not making an attack, so it's...
Oh, no!
Your base might is 3. And let me double check. Defending is with... Yeah.
Yeah.
It also 2 modifies. More with defending, with your image. So that's 5 dice for Owen. And where's Teddy's 6.
Owen had 7. What did you have?
4.
4? Oh. You take 2 physical damage!
Wait, well, no, he rolls.
Or he just
3.
2 dice of physical damage.
3 dice. Dice.
Yeah. Oh...
5.
Hold up.
Oh, only once during your turn?
So wait, 5, but then your armor takes away what? 1?
Yeah.
So 4 points. Your speed
2
is...
2 might now.
2. Shit, well, I was at the 6.
So you're at 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. What's he at? Oh, dude, I'm gonna go try and kill
no,
him.
No, I wanna try and kill him.
I got this. I got a great idea for a turn.
Rush the weak snake lady.
You should stay there. Are you staying
I'm
there?
I'm just gonna daze all you.
You already attacked.
Yeah, you attack.
Can you try to? Do you want to try to run away?
No, you should stay there because I'm gonna throw dynamite in that room. I want to kill these two. I'm at.
Oh, yeah. Just stay.
Alright, fine.
Tristan, you take care of it.
What?
I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3.
Why are you doing that? I am the strongest character.
Alright.
He's attacking the two strongest.
Alright.
Will's chaotic neutral in case no one picked that up.
Listen, I'm a priest that did heroin. I have nothing to lose. Alright, so now everyone's got to do a speed roll.
What if.
Okay, but it's in that room.
What
so
if Teddy lives in these.
He's got speed 3. We're fine.
Give me 6 dice.
You have a speed of 6?
Oh, yeah.
What do I need to get out?
5 plus.
Teddy's getting hit.
Alright.
Oh, hold on.
But we
need
can't
one more
kill
dice.
Teddy.
I got 2 extra.
With dynamite.
Owen's safe.
I'm safe.
You're safe.
So what happens to Teddy?
He takes 4 points of physical damage.
But he can't die because we didn't tie a mirror
as
to the dynamite.
Yeah, you gotta go as low as possible now.
Alright, so. Oh my gosh, he's 1 level away from getting killed.
Guys, can I do it?
Yeah, that. Or just
can I kill him?
You don't have the mirror.
I can run in the room, ask for the mirror, and then
let me
do
try
it
first.
Yeah,
you go first.
So I did that for.
Everyone
for
take
for
a shot.
3.
Horseball.
You know, because she got damaged, can I roll for that?
Wait, Tristan, before you roll, so
no, yeah, don't get damaged.
It's natural for our.
Can we have
let
Teddy
me
roll for?
Yeah, and you can control both of our statues.
Roll real quick.
Okay. That's not enough.
Hold up.
Oh, no, 4 higher. You got it.
Baller.
Sorry.
So then, move it in there. We have 2 people and 3 Greeks.
Look at all of this nonsense going on.
Okay, so what have I got?
Can,
I got 4.
Can we have Teddy
then
roll first, and then, and then knowing that he's going to lose, and then have Tristan roll, but say like a horse catchphrase right before he does the killing blow?
Yeah. Okay, so how many do I need again? I got 4 plus
I think
the...
you have...
There's 2 from the mirror, right?
So that's 6 and then 7.
Okay.
Okay, Teddy, roll your 3 dice.
What a killer roll.
Then reroll 1 of them with your rabbit's foot. What'd you get?
3.
3?
Alright.
Wait. What's your...
Yeah, nay.
Yes.
Barely.
That's plenty. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, shoot.
So, with Teddy. Your armor, take 3 damage.
Okay.
Oh my.
We killed Medusa!
Well, you're being real generous.
Screw you. Zach did not help.
Oh my god.
Guys, all the good guys won!
Yeah! Man, it's funny because Zach left our circle when we were talking about it to come help Teddy set everything up.
I was doomed
Zach
to
was
die.
The first
yeah, you
one
were done
die.
For, dude. You set your fate.
Everyone gets to leave and I'm like a ghost trapped in the house.
Yo, y'all mind if I floss on the warp drive again?
Alright, here, Tristan, why don't you read the if you win paragraph at the bottom?
Praise Hades!
If you win, you have decapitated Medusa, freeing all the petrified soldiers from their stony curse. They praise you in their native tongue, carrying you to the front doorway. With their with their duty discharged, they crumble into dust, one last remnant of a bygone age. Before blowing away into history.
Wow.
Wow.
Quite the cinematic ending.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
good game, everyone.
Yeah, that was fun.
We did it.
Teddy, how was your first game?
I mean, could have gone better, but
I think you took out one of them.
I actually think you did quite well. You killed me, so yeah, I wasn't much of a threat.
Though. Yeah, it could have gone either way.
What was it, Mike 3?
Yeah. He had more than double.
Tristan wasn't
Mike.
Hulking up in the basement the whole first half of the game.
I was really hoping that I would have killed someone, though. I was hoping to kill one of you guys on accident.
You probably would have killed me.
That would have been so funny.
How much damage did you take a physical?
4.
Huh.
Actually, I probably
how about that?
I don't know how to close this.
So this has been a great episode of the Warp Drive. We thank Lickboy for coming in and playing Betrayal with us.
You
we had a lot of fun, and we hope you guys enjoyed as well. Peace.
Medusas.
He's not stopping it.
He's not stopping it.